Students in many states return to face-to-face teaching today. Schools are being warned they may have to quickly assess how their most vulnerable students have fared. Australia's leading educational charity, the Smith Family, has given the ABC exclusive access to a report that outlines how much of a burden remote learning has been for some. National Education and Parenting reporter Connor Duffy reports.
Oops, forgot the password.
At Ipswich, southwest of Brisbane, 63-year-old Sylvia has been battling to help her 6-year-old granddaughter Silvana with remote learning.
Here we go. I think we're nearly in, Bubby. Pin. I forgot my pin. I don't have a pin. This is getting beyond a joke, Bubby.
Sylvia is Silvana's primary carer, and it's been a bit of a juggle.
When you've got to become nan, mum, teacher, you kind of think, oh, hang on a minute. What part am I supposed to be today?
For the first 3 weeks of remote learning, they had to make do with a mobile phone. Then a laptop arrived from the Smith Family Charity.
I felt so happy, but Nanny opened the box, so I was a little bit angry.
Even with the laptop, Sylvia believes her granddaughter will have fallen weeks behind when she heads back to school today.
I think there's going to be a lot of work catching up because, you know, I can only do so much. I've tried to keep up, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of stuff that we have missed out on.
The Smith family says Silvana won't be alone. It's releasing a report today based on its work supporting 50,000 of the country's most vulnerable kids. Smith family CEO Dr. Lisa O'Brien says the digital divide is the biggest problem, but it's just one of many.
Another thing that we're hearing is that the families, the parents and the carers, many of them are struggling with the burden of supervising their child's learning at home. A lot of these parents, either English isn't their first language or they have low levels of schooling themselves, or they are dealing with their own sort of health or disability issues.
A separate report from the Centre for Independent Studies has used NAPLAN data to conclude disadvantaged students in Year 5 and 9 in New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, Tasmania and the ACT will have lost 1 to 2 weeks of learning in literacy and 2 to 3 weeks in numeracy. And the challenges don't just end at school. 20-year-old Indigenous student Jasmine Lloyd is a first-year medical student.
Because I kind of knew since like Year 8, I believe, I really, really wanted to be a doctor. And over the years, it's kind of developed a bit more. And now I really, really want to be a rural GP.
But she's lost her part-time job and her mum and dad can't help out. So it's a real struggle to be able to afford to stay at uni.
It was a lot of shock horror, I'm not going to lie. There was a lot of times where I was like, I'm going to have to move back home. I'm going to have to, you know, quit uni. I can't afford to stay in the city anymore. And it was getting to the stage where I was almost, you know, having to pack my bags.
For now, Jasmine's hanging on, one of many students whose lives and education have been disrupted by the coronavirus pandemic.
Connor Duffy reporting there.